Ears are tuned in to Splat and Chat by your girl Shanti Arnis. Welcome back to my podcast, and you are now listening to Season 1, Episode 6. Yo! Welcome back to my podcast. We are now on Episode 6 within Season 1. I just want to give a big thanks to those of you that are listening to me and those of you that have been continuing to listen to me since the very, very first episode in this season. I want to thank you all for those of you that have subscribed. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for spreading the word to your family and friends. I just always like to start off with a big thanks to you all and the beginning of my episodes, because it just means so much to me that you guys are taking out the time of your day, nights, mornings, evenings, or whatever to listen to me and what I have to say on the topics that I discuss about. So yes, it means a lot. So thank you a million times. Today's topic is, should women pop the question? So I'm just gonna kind of give my opinion on things and kind of, you know, speak logically on the situation as well. If you guys have anything that you would like to put in on this topic, you can always, you know, leave your comments below on the apps that you guys are subscribed to, or you can, you know, just let me know personally what you guys think about this topic. In my opinion, I don't feel like women should pop the question, and I feel that way because I think that it's a man's made thing. Like, I feel like it was made for men to get on their knees and propose to a woman. I just feel like a woman lose her value and respect the moment that she gets on her knees and asks a man to marry them. I don't feel like it's just not the right way. I know it's a tradition. However, you know, that was once the tradition, but what was the tradition became untraditional, and which is now the new tradition in a sense. Because there are women out there that will propose to a man and ask them to marry them. I don't know what possessed them to do that, but me personally, I cannot see myself getting on my knee and asking a man to marry me. I mean, I'm kind of big on tradition. Some things I am willing to change, but that is a tradition that I can never see myself changing and asking a man to marry me. And then we have those people who don't really do the whole proposal thing. They'll discuss marriage, and some will even just go to the courthouse. And even then, me being a woman, I just feel like that's not it. Like, discussing marriage is totally fine, but I feel it's important for the man to propose, and then we can further discuss our wedding arrangements or how we want to make it official. But the tradition has changed so much, and I just feel like a man asking is way better than a woman popping the question. It makes us look weak. In my opinion, it makes a woman look weak and desperate, because if you're with someone for a while and you guys have never discussed marriage, never discussed marriage in general, and then if he hasn't popped the question yet and you guys have been together for so long, and all of a sudden you just, you know, boom, pop out with the question while you're on your knees. Like, what if he's not ready? If you guys haven't discussed it and you get on your knees and you ask this man to marry you, what if he just sit there and tell you no? Like, that's humiliating, because you guys have never had that discussion about marriage. So I just don't see it being a thing for me. And I mean, there may be some women out there, like I said, that's okay with this topic. They're okay with proposing to their lover and asking them to marry them. But me personally, no. I just feel like that's a tradition that needs to stay. And I, just don't see it happen. I mean, it's just like, what if you, what if, like, what's gonna happen? Like, if I ask a man to marry me, like, is he supposed to get my last name? Like, no, nothing about that seems right. Like, I don't know. I just feel like when a guy feels like they want to marry a woman, you know, they pick and choose that woman who they feel fits for their wife. And that takes time with them. Like, if you ever heard of a guy, they'd be like, oh, you know, that's not my wife or whatever. Like, you know, I can't wife this person, blah, blah, blah. Like, a man knows when they found that person that they want to marry. They found that person that they want to spend the rest of their life with. They're going to play with a lot of females until they get that one. They choose that one because they know what they want in a female. Not saying that us as women don't know what we want in a man, but... like, and then again, we are choosy of who we want as our husband. However, I do feel like if it was the other way around and the tradition was based on a woman proposing to a man, I feel like us women would be proposing to so many dudes because we are so vulnerable and we are so loving. And when we love hard. And we go through so many guys, just as guys go through so many girls. But we are more vulnerable than they are, and we always feel like, oh, we found that one. And it's just, I just don't see that going well for us. I really feel like we're gonna be out here just on our knees to all these niggas like, will you marry me? I love you. Like, no. No. So in my opinion, it's a man-made thing. Like, we can pick and choose who we want in our dude. We'll, even if the dude do ask, we know if that person is meant for us or not to be with them forever. But that's not for us to do. We should never be getting on our knees asking a man for anything. It's just that self-value and that self-respect within a woman. And I just feel like we'll be viewed as less than that if that's what we tend to do. Nobody should ever, you should not think about what nobody has to say about you regardless. Logically, logically speaking, like, they're, because those, though I feel like the women who do propose to men, they don't care about what no one else thinks. They're going off of, they're doing something based off of their heart, based off their feelings that they, you know, they feel for this person. So it's just like, fuck what everybody else say. Like, I love this man, I want to be with him for the rest of my life, I'm gonna propose. He hasn't done it yet, I'm gonna take, you know, I'm gonna initiate this step. This is what I want to do. Some women out there do think like that, and that's the, again, this is me logically speaking. So yes, you shouldn't care about what people think, but in a sense, those of us who do care, I mean, people are gonna talk. People are gonna say, oh, child, she proposed to that man. How she know that man really wanted to marry her? Or, you know, stuff like that. It comes into play. Me, I'm one who don't give a fuck what anybody have to say. But, however, I will never, like I said, get on my knees and ask a man to marry me. But, logically speaking, it happens. But, hey, I mean, if you're strong enough to do that, do it. If that's something that you feel like you want to take that next step and you want to initiate that with your partner as a woman, I mean, if you honestly truly feel deeply in your heart that you, that's something that you want to do, by all means, do what you want to do. It's your life, you got to live it. I'm not one to judge, but I do have my opinions, and everybody is entitled to their own opinions on certain situations. But I'll never judge. I'll never be like, oh, like, girl, you done proposed to this man. Like, I'm not that type of person. If you feel like if that's what works for you, it works for you. That's, like I said, is your life. You have to deal with that. Not even that, it's something that just needs to be dealt with. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's you, your choice. And you have to live it, not me. And if that works out for you and your partner, you know, in the end, I'll be happy for you. But I'm not one to judge. I just can't see that being something that I would do. I just feel like some traditions should stay in that tradition, and that shouldn't be one that should have been changed. But I don't know, that's my whole insight on if a woman should propose to a man. I can't, like, it's nothing more to really get into it, because I just honestly feel like it's a self-value thing. Like, when this tradition was made, it just was not, it was not put for a woman proposing to a man for a reason. So I don't know what that reason is, but these are just at my little opinions on how I feel about this whole thing. I don't know, like, if somebody is out there thinking about doing that, a woman, if you're thinking about proposing to your man, please don't let my opinions stop you from doing what you want to do. Because by all means, you know, this is your relationship. If you feel like you want to, if that's something that you want to do and you feel like it shouldn't have to be based on tradition, you should go for it. So please don't let this, what I'm saying, hinder you from taking that step further with your partner. So that's that. I do have a few questions that I want to get into that was asked for me from a few of my listeners. Oh, and again, if you guys have anything else that you want to shed onto that topic, please feel free to, you know, come to me and let me know, you know, your insight on the whole thing on women proposing to a man. You can write it in my comments on my Instagram. Just reach out to me if you have anything more that you feel for that. I mean, I wish there was more that I could say on the topic, but I just can't really think of anything other than the fact that that is just a self-value thing that you, that a woman should not have to do for a man. Like, I feel like that's something that a man should always have to do for, like, should always do. A man should always propose to a woman. That tradition stays, okay? That's it. That's all I have to say about it. It's staying. I'm sticking with it. I'm not proposing to no man. That man gonna propose to me. But however, if this is somebody you want to be with for the rest of your life, discuss marriage. Marriage should always be discussed. If this is somebody you're for real about. But don't you, I don't know. That's just me. I can't do it. But I'm not knocking you if you do it. Anyway, let's get into these questions. She said, what are the top 3 things that you look for in a man? The top 3 things that I look for in a man. When I am talking to someone and I'm dealing with this guy or whatever, or the first thing I go for is your personality, because I feel like I cannot date or talk to someone or whatever that has, like, anybody who does not have personality, I just can't do, because I'm very goofy, okay? Like, top of the line goof troop. And I feel like, and that I don't take everything serious. So if you don't have no personality, I cannot connect with you. I'm gonna feel like I'm talking to a grump and dealing with the grump, and I don't like that. That's a major turnoff for me. Like, please have personality. Please keep me going. Please keep me laughing. Like, I want to be able to talk to you and you don't get offended by certain things. Like, I just hate a person that's too, I don't hate anybody, I take that back. I dislike a person that's too serious about situations when I feel like everything ain't that serious, bro. Like, chill out a little bit. Like, where's your sense of humor? I don't know. So that's one thing I look for. Personality means a lot to me. And most definitely respect. How you treat me goes a long way, because that's how I'm going to treat you. So if you show me the utmost respect, my love for you is going to be 10 times harder because you're showing me that you value me in a way that, you know, I value myself. So in the sense, if, you know, I give myself the utmost respect, like I have so much self-respect that I feel like whoever I'm dealing with should have the same amount of respect that I have for myself, for me. If you don't want anything done to you, don't do it to me. That's how I see it. So treat me as you would like to be treated, or treat me as you would like for your mother to be treated or your sister to be treated. So most importantly, respect is something that I look for in a man, because that just shows me how you were brought up from your home. It shows me that, you know, if you do lack respect, that shows me how you were raised, and that's just something I can't deal with, because my mother raised me and she raised me well, and it's just a lot of things that I don't take when it comes to dealing with dudes. And a lot of dudes to just be like, oh, you know, some people even feel like my standards are too high, and it's not even that, it's just that I have so much self-respect for myself that I just can't seem to fathom the thought of me going for anything less than what I deserve. So what I look for in a man, most importantly, is definitely respect. The third thing I look for is your maturity level. I mean, I don't expect for, like I said, I don't expect for anybody to be too serious or to, you know, just too playful or whatever, but I do expect for you to be mature in a sense. When it comes to it, have some maturity. I need for us to be able to have mature conversations when need be. When things are getting serious, we have to be able to communicate. We have to be able to talk logically. Like, I can't deal with anybody who doesn't understand things. Like, because, I don't know, that just shows me your maturity level. Like, if we're having a heated argument or something and I'm trying to explain to you the seriousness of it, and you can't seem to grasp what I'm saying to you, that bothers me, because it's just like, how can we have a mature conversation if you don't understand the maturity of it? So most definitely I look for the maturity in a man. Like, we have to be on the same level when it comes to that. Like, because if you're still around here acting like a little ass boy, I can't do that. Like, there's no reason for us to be dealing with each other, no reason for us to be talking at all, because if, like I said, I say it all the time, if I'm here and you're there, what the fuck do we have in common? Like, how can we deal with each other if our maturity levels are not the same? So yes, personality, respect, and maturity, that's what I look for in a man. The next question is, does money matter in a relationship? A lot of people feel like, I mean, I hear people say all the time, oh, I'm not with this person for the money, or no money can amount to love, da, 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 which is true. I mean, when I love hard, so I'm not gonna like not be with someone because they're broke. Like, that's never the case. However, if you're with someone and you're trying to build with them, I just feel like that's when money comes into play. That's when money matters the most, because it's just like, we live in a world where you can't do shit with money, like, without any money. So how else are you going to build with that person? How else are you going to build a foundation, build a family, build, like, the shit costs. Like, nothing in life is free. So yes, money does matter in a relationship. I feel like you and your partner should be able to manage money together. It should never be one doing bad or, you know, the other doing better. Like, if I'm not good and you're not doing better than me, then it's just like, okay, like, what are we doing? Or if we're not at the same, it's just like, what are we doing? Like, I'm okay with one of us being good and the other person being fine, but as long as we are both straight money wise and we're not around this bitch struggling, that's fine. And even better, like I said, even better, we're both on the same tip. We're both doing fine. We both know how to manage our money. We're both, you know, doing some shit to where we can build each other with our money. I'm perfectly fine with that. However, if you ain't trying to do shit and we just round this bitch struggling, no, I can't do it. I'm sorry. Like, it's not, it doesn't, it's not no, it's not a, oh, you broke this and that type thing. Like, it's not even that. You just have to think. People fail to, this is where the whole maturity situation comes in again, because people feel like, oh, she left me when I was down, or he left me when I was down. And it's just like, it's not even that. You have to think logically about stuff. You have to be realistic when it comes to this thing called life. Like, you're going to need that money. You're going to need money to do things that you want, like things that you don't have. Like, you're gonna want to do this shit. You're gonna want to get a house. You're gonna want to have a family, and kids ain't fucking free, and kids ain't cheap. So you're gonna need that money. Like, it matters in a relationship. So if one person is doing fine and the other person is not, by all means, do what you can to bring that person up and, you know, push them and just try to mold them to understand, you know, to get to that point and understand the importance of building. And if they're not understanding that, and if they don't have that ambition for themselves, you can't, that's nothing that you can do. That's something that they have to deal within themselves. So if you do feel like you have to leave because money is an issue in the situation, by all means, do what's best for you. Do take the necessary steps to, you know, make what happens better for you, because I don't care what nobody say. I don't care if anybody in this world that really feel like money does not matter in a relationship, they're fucking lying. Because I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm a money hungry person, but I'm just thinking logically within life. Like, I'm not money hungry at all. Like, I'm very humble. I'm very, very humble by all means. However, I know what I want for myself in life. I know where I want to go. I know the things that I want to do. I know the places I want to be. I know what I want for me. And I can't do that. I can't do anything if I don't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people there are some people in this world that just really don't understand that. And they really take it personal and feel like somebody don't want to be with them because they're broke. And it's not even that. It's just like, if you don't want anything for yourself, I can't want it for you. It's either we gonna stand in this relationship and we gonna build some shit together, come up together, get this money together, or the shit is gonna fail. Because who the fuck wants to be miserable and don't have a dime to do anything? Food for fucking thought, okay? Because that shit happened to me. I don't like to put my business out there like that. But that, I was in a situation like that. They felt some, you know, they felt like I left them when they were down. And I ain't even leave them. But you know what I'm saying. They really felt like I left them when they were down. And it's just like, that's not even the fucking case. It's just so much that you can take when you're trying to build somebody. And you're trying to you're trying to build the both of y'all. And it's just like, that shit takes a toll, especially when they're not ready and they feel like they have to do shit on their time. And I personally feel like when you're with somebody for a long time, it's not about my time or your time. It's our time, because we're in this shit together. So if we end this together and we are together for this long period of time, our time is on the line, not just mine, not just yours. It's not about us. No, it's not about you or me. It's about us. So we got to do this shit together. We got to get right. I mean, we don't got time to be playing around with our time, because time is something that you can't get back. Time gets wasted a lot, and you can't go back and get that shit back for nothing. So I just feel like it definitely matters. Money does matter in a relationship. You have to build off shit. You have to build off each other. You have to become something with one another. And like I said, I don't care what nobody say. Like, no, you just, nobody wants to be with somebody if it's not getting anywhere. Like, I can see it. And we're both broke. We both broke. But we got to make something out of that shit. We got to come up together. We got to save, sacrifice, do whatever we need to do so that we can have money to do what we want to do. So that's just me logically speaking on that tip. If anybody feel otherwise, I just feel, like I said, I feel like that's just a fucking joke to me, because even the poor wish they had some money. It matters. It matters in a relationship. Nobody wants to struggle. And there's no reason that two people should be together and both of y'all ass is struggling. Like, no. We gotta come up together. So, again, I'm gonna keep saying that shit. Money matters. The next question. What are some jobs you absolutely won't work? Like I said, I'm a very humble person. However, I do have a tolerance for some things. But I won't say there's something that I won't never do, because there's no telling what situation God would put me in, and a certain job will be all that I have. And by all means, if I'm doing bad, if I'm ever struggling, and this is the only job opportunity that I have, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get by all means. I am definitely one that cannot just sit on my ass and just not do nothing about my situation. If I'm in a situation, I'm going to figure my way out of it. It may take me a minute. I may be down, but I'm going to get up and I'm going to do what I need to do. So I can't necessarily say that there's a job that I won't work, but I do have a tolerance level. We all do. So I'm not going to get into what I won't do, because, I mean, there is some things that I'd be like, oh, I'll never, ever do. I have said that before, so I can't even lie. I can't be hypocritical and say, oh, child, I ain't say, look, there is some places that I said I would never work. But like I said, I'm a very humble, understanding person. So if I was put in a situation and God used that as my test, most definitely, I'm going to take whatever opportunity that I have and I'll work that job, because that's all I have at the time. So, that's that. Well, I didn't have much to say to you guys with this. I mean, I ain't going to say because I feel like I said a lot without saying a lot. But I did want this episode to be a lot longer. But I just feel like I hit some major key points on the things that I wanted to discuss. So we're going to wrap it up. Feel free to let me know what you think about tonight's episode. Please, please, please make sure you guys subscribe. For those of you that have not subscribed, you can find me on iTunes under Splat and Chat by Shanti Arnice. You can find me on the Apple Podcast app if you don't have it downloaded today. You can find me on Spotify. I'm on Breaker, Radio Live, Google. It's Google something. I don't know. I have to go back and look. But I am available on a few platforms. I think about 7. You can find me under Splat and Chat. So just search that. Subscribe to your girl. Share it to all of your family and your friends. Make sure you guys go at me on Instagram at golden24_. I think I got it this time, y'all. My Twitter is golden24_. And my art Instagram, colormebliss_. And my Snapchat is shanti211. I know I always tell you guys I'm going to do my episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. I just had to switch it up because my Fridays get way too crazy. This episode was actually supposed to be done on Friday, but it didn't happen. I mean, I just feel like when I want to do it on Fridays, it never freaking happens. So, and I always end up doing them on Sundays. The new drop dates for my episodes will be Tuesdays and Sundays, because that is when I actually do them. And that's just what it's going to fucking be, okay? Because my Fridays is crazy. I'm sorry. I know I always tell y'all that it's going to be on Fridays too. And I wanted to be on Fridays because I feel like that's when I'm like my best hype self. And I want to get on here and be like, it's Friday. It's Friday. It's Flat and Chat Friday. You know, all that weird shit. But it just don't happen. So, Tuesdays and Sundays, people. Tell a friend to tell a fucking friend. Okay? But yeah, that's it for tonight's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope I was able to shed some light into you guys with that topic. I hope I did not offend anyone who is out there thinking about proposing to their man. Propose to that man, girl. If that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it. This is a judge-free zone podcast. I'll never judge you. That's just some shit that I won't do. Okay? All right, and that wraps it up for episode 6. We out. Bye.